The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gittin, Daf Samach Aleph, we have in the Mishnah, Samach Amud Aleph, that a Isha who has a friend who is suspected to not keep the halachas or shvius properly is nevertheless allowed to lend her Napa, Kvar, Chaim, Tana, various implements, but she can't help her directly with her work on Shvius. And the Mishnah goes on to give other examples. And the Mishnah ends off, this is all Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Now, of course, the question is, why does Darkei Shalom play a role over here when someone is helping someone else in doing an Issa? Now, the Chazai Nishan Shvius, him in Yubesiv Katan Tess, he says like this. He says, we're dealing over here with Tzvekas. Taisvis in Dibba Mach Mashalis over here says that, if there is no issue of Darkei Shalom, we can allow someone to lend a kli to Chash on Shvius as long as there's a realistic suffix involved. But when there's Darkei Shalom, then we're going to allow it as long as there's a small suffix involved and isn't definite this person is going to be doing an issa. But if it's definite they're going to be doing an issa, and Taisha says a chachas for this, then we're not going to allow it even because of Darkei Shalom. So says the Chazai Nish. We're going to be machma by sveikais, which is an important word, it's going to create a mechshel. We're going to be meinea chesed chayim and shalim from us and them. And these other people are my arets. In others, they're not murmurim. They're only my arets. And if we're going to create sin and tachras, then they can be oivam and baltisna and v'chule v'chule. Now, it's just important, again, the Chazai Nish is saying this by a suffix. That so too Rav Shlaim Zalman, Mecha Shlaim Mechelik al Simul Lamed Hei, he's discussing giving food to someone who's not going to make a bracha, and he says, well, he's all to come lead a sinas hadas, it's a greater mechshel, then it will be mutter, but he ends off, Alpha Pichin Hadavitzar Hechra. In Alei Leibel, page 129, Rav Shlaim Zalman was asked if this heter, that if this person will come with a sinner, if you don't give him food, is this only an Adam Choshev, a Tamach Tari? He said, anyone who's going to come with a kas, we're going to have this heter. Now, again, the Chazai Nish said this by Safek, and so did Shevi Halevi, Chelek Hesim Kup Samach Hesiv Zayin, limits this heter to where Safek, if he's going to make a bracha, the Shevi Halevi is talking in his case. Now, Hashem Zalma was asked elsewhere that we know that it says in the Paiskim that in the 9 days it is also to sell people meat, even if you don't sell them kosher meat, they can eat in the Velas and Trefers, we don't allow it. The Yesh Hashem Zalma, why don't we say it, that sell them kosher meat, they'll be over on eating meat in the 9 days, which is a minute, rather than them coming to eat in the Velas and Trefers. So instead, Hashem Zalma is printed back with Tarsay Aledis, it's a Yisoid based already on the Sefer Akedis Yitzchak, that we can't be that we chalila to be kaveya minig l'rabim of sending up such a situation, and he also says that he doesn't see a heter where someone is selling food. Again, it's important to notice he's switching, not selling, not giving, where he's going to be eating right away, which is something maybe we'll dwell into the Adosa Machalik if this is being done right away or not. He says to sell, to drink some food to people who come without a gilu reish, and it's clear they're not going to make a bracha, he doesn't see what the heter is. And elsewhere in his Chedushim on Shabbos, Hashem Zalma says that if someone has someone who he needs to offer food, so he should ideally tell him to make a bracha. And if this person, because of his sinna, he refuses to make a bracha, so then we're not going to care about his sinna. You should be misbayish from those who are malik. But Hashem Zalma says that someone doesn't have the courage to open his mouth to him, and because he won't have the courage, instead this person will have a sinna chinam, will have an inappropriate sinna. So then, it's us to be gairim him to have a this sinna, and you're going to be marshal him in loisisna. So therefore, you'd be allowed to give him. And he gives a source from this. It says al techich lots pen yisna echa, and the Gran Neder Salio in Kedoshim says that the reason why you're not mechich lots is because he'll hate you and he'll be oivel leisina. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman says this is only where you just don't have the guts to raise it. But Chalila, to be my name, even if I'm meaning Kal, my name Malika, my saying the dots, then we would say Halite Lurash Vyamas, which is the Lashon of the Mishnah in the beginning of Maaseh Sheni Parkei. It's actually another Pasuk, Halite Lurash Vyamas. So too in Emes Liakov, in Emes Liakov is coined the name of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the fact that a person would have sinna is not a heter to, it's, well, somewhat like Hashem is Alma, but somewhat different. He says that this is that someone have a sinna is not a heter to not give him food because kachu hadin, but the only heter to give someone food is because of, if we're afraid that otherwise they're going to be not kosher food. So in many ways it's different, and over there they bring a maisa from Avisal Salanta that he, according to the Maisa, he gave one of his kravim, even though he didn't make a bracha, because he was afraid otherwise he'd eat not kosher food. And again, Rashi Zalman is saying that we do have such a heter, this list heter from Avisal Salanta. This is only Bakwai, it's not Bikrius when we set up a system of selling, that, and we're going to have our stores opened in the 9 days, that's much more chama. Ramesha, in the Igros Ramesha Archaim Chelik He, Simon Yud Gimel, is dealing with someone who has a partner who would not make brachas, and he says that if he wouldn't give him food, he's going to come with a sin on Shem Hadassah. He sees that they're not friendly and they don't offer their guests food. But Ramesha says this heter will only be the beginning. But once he builds a relationship with him and this person sees that he has proper dacheretz, so then we're not going to have a heter anymore of this because the person knows he has dacheretz and he knows that he's a menschlich person. Down the line, he'll have to, at some point, he'll have to tell him, I need you to make a bracha, and if he refuses to make a bracha, Moshe says then it won't be creating sinner, because this person will at that point be expected to understand that this is not being done for sinner, this is being done because of Shmir's mitzvahs. Okay, now, Taisus is very important to note. Taisus over here, by us, Daf Samachal, has to be a Mamash Ellis. So I want to note that the Mishnah is talking about lending. There are a number of Gedei Lachrayim. The first one I'm aware of who makes this point is there's a sefer called Shut Hara'im from Rabbi Alexander Center Margolis, the grandfather of Beis Ephraim, who was referred to as another Gadol Moed. And he says that when we are picking Mash'elis, it's specific. I don't remember the examples he gives, but he wants us to distinguish between being mashal and selling. And he doesn't explain himself at great length, but he says that chashad is the difference if you're selling to them or you're lending to them. Now this yisoid is a yisoid that's brought down by many gedolei olam. It's brought down in a Haggah in the Beis Shloim in Archaim Simon Lamed Hey, I believe, and gone the bar from the son of the Mechaber, and many of the late Achrayim saw it not in the Shut HaRe'im, but rather in the Beis Shloim, and the Masham, Chel Vav Simon Yudal, of course, Simon Chet Yitzchak, Chel Vidal Simon Chav Dalet, and both about selling, but in the Beis Shloim, he's discussing about dealing with Mechal HaShabbos, where he's selling them stuff, and in the Masham, and the Minchas Yitzchak, they're talking about selling food to people who won't make a bracha. Now this chilek needs a havana. There are a number of similar havanas to it. Menisim Karelitz, in his Biurim on Shvius, he's discussing the mission brought down in Tarsus that we discussed about selling and power for Reshid Bishvius, and there's some Gedei Olam who want to be machalik between. So again, that Mishnah actually says explicitly, we're even discussing about selling in Parakei Mishaches. It's just interesting why the Shut HaRe'im doesn't mention this. But we are discussing about selling on Shvius, and some Gedei Olam in the Shut Mishnah Sorabaran, the Zechalifas Mechtavim Simon Gimel, between Ramesh and Bik and Rabban Kotla, like I'll be selling or renting an apartment to someone who's Mechal Shabbos. So there are those who want to be more makel if it's done before Shabbos because it's being done ahead of time. So Amnesim Karelitz, he holds that when you're selling before Shvius, something that he's going to use on Shvius, it won't be usher. It's only usher if you're either lending to him before Shvius or selling to him on Shvius. And the way he explains the rationale is that when I'm lending him, then he is on Shvius using my item, and I'm having a chelik, I'm being miseye yidei avera, I'm playing a role in his doing an avera on Shvius. Now this is even if he could have gotten otherwise. We know that the Gemara says that lifnei iver is only if it's three of it in the horror of the person and they've gotten it without you. There are those who point out, this read Eish amongst others, that the Rambam doesn't bring this chilek, but even if it's not Trey Every, then the Haritz Mavu Mishayim, which Shemiyat Hashem will get to, there is a concept of Misayeya. So Rav Nissim Karelitz in Shvius, it's Parches, says that if I lend him even before Shvius, then when Shvius comes, I'm going to be having a finger, so to say, in his Chelos Shvius Aleinu. But if I sell it to him, and it's before Shvius, so by the time Shvius comes, my role is totally over, and it's him doing it, it's not my doing it. And again, this is explaining perhaps why Moshe Mazalman, what we mentioned earlier, is talking about where you're selling to someone who's going to eat miyad, like this is a restaurant as opposed to a store, it's going to be much more chamer where he's going to eat miyad. Now, Rav Shub in Shari Zvul in Yadei Simen Beis, he quotes the Masa Matan between Rav Aaron Kotler and Rav Moshe Bick, and he wants to give a slightly different hesper in the Svar why renting or lending is different from a sale. He says like this. He says, when I lend him or I sell it to him, so I'm renting or lending it to him for a certain amount of time, a day, a week, a year, and it's including that time of Shabbos or that time of Shvius. So I'm lehevya lending it to him for Shvius or renting him for Shvius. Masha'inkin, when I sell it to him, so I'm doing all of that before Shvius, and by the time Shvius comes, that's all over. Okay, now it's just interesting to point out that Taisris over here in Daf Samach Aleph, when Taisris is asking what's the difference between these weird Mishnayos and Parakei Mishaches about selling to him on Shvius, and Beis Hillel says that there's a heti you might sell Shechta right away, and the Mishnah Vov over there's certain Kalim you're allowed to. Taisris doesn't make this distinction between renting and selling. Taisris gives a different teretz. Taisris says that over there we're matir where there's a realistic suffix, as we said before, and over here we're going to be matir even when there's a far-fetched suffix, so, and because of Dr. Shalom. So again, try to read some leininalu, maybe they have looking between before Shvius and on Shvius, but again, it's very interesting to note that Taishvus doesn't make this distinction, and we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah Pashtus doesn't make this distinction either. Now, we have a Raman Yardei, Sim Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, which is talking about selling things to a guy that they can use for their Vaida. He says there are those who hold that this is only if they don't have to buy elsewhere, but if they could buy elsewhere, it will be Mutter. And he says that there are those who are Machmi, even if he buys elsewhere, it's going to be Asa. Says Raman, the Minik is a Huckle, but Bal Nefesh should be Machmi. Comes along the famous Shach, into Katan Vav, and he says that even the Yesh Mechamim is only an Isid Rabbanon because he's being Meseye, it's not real Lifnei Iver. But the Shach says he holds he's not Machlekes. Lukuli Alma, there's a chilek between a Mumer and a Yisrael Shechayv Lefishay. Yisrael Shechayv Lefishay, then everyone will hold it's Aser, but if it's a Goy or Mumer, it's going to be Mutter. And the Dagal Mavav over there in Kuf Nun Aleph, he questions the Shach very strongly. Even if it's Yisrael Mumer, we are Mechuyiv Tibimapashim, Apol Pishachati Yisrael Hu. Now, there are a number of Mahalchim that said in the Shach, the Dagal Mavav says that perhaps the Chiv HaFavash is only if he does B'Shaygig, but here we're talking about when he does B'Mezid. The Evan Ozel in Perk Tessel Chasavai Dezara, he questions, he says he's an Issa Techachai even when someone does B'Mezid. There are others who say that we have a concept here of Alitei L'Rosh V'Yamas. There's a Gili Masha that says that Gehalitei L'Rosh V'Yamas is only that you're not mechuyev to actually do a pu'ula that will stop someone from being oiver and iser. But if to actually give him something who is going to be oiver and iser, we'll see in a minute what's the base of the Gil Masha, so that will be aser. We won't say Halitei L'Rosh V'Yamas. Now, we have a Mishnah in Demai, Paragimel Mishnah Hay, that if someone is staying by an inn, he gives the innkeeper food to cook for him, for her to cook for him. So he has to take off ma'aser what he gives her and what she returns, because he has to be concerned she might switch and eat his and give her others. Rabbi Yossi says, we're not responsible for Ramam. He only takes what he gives back. If she cheats him and eats the food he gives her, then that's her achrayis. Now we have a Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, Perkei Mishnah Aleph, that says they would mark off what's asa to eat, what's karmavai, what's arla, and Moshe Gamliel says that that's only on Shvius, that everything is hefka and people are allowed to take it. But in regular years, that regular years that people have no right to enter the fields, then you won't mark it off. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma explains, Rabbi Gamliel holds this, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds this because Halitei L'Rosh V'Yamas. If he's a Rosh, he's eating it, so then Halitei L'Rosh V'Yamas. Again, this isn't the Pasuk, it's the Rosh of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now, the Yishalmi in Demai, in Parag Gimel Halacha He, says, now Rabbi Yehoshua and Shimon Gamliel, it's the same Shita. Just like Rabbi Yehoshua says we're not responsible for Ramon, so to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that we're not responsible for Ramon. Then Yerushalmi says no, there's a distinction. Rabbi Yehoshua, who holds that what he gives her he doesn't need to take off my soul, will certainly agree to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel won't necessarily agree to Rabbi Yaisi. Why? Because in Rabbi Yaisi's case, it's worse because a chaver doesn't take out something, give out davish einim misukan. He doesn't give away something that's einim misukan. He, masha'inkein, in the case of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, where a person has a field and no one has business in the ordinary year coming in and taking stuff from the field. So then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if this person is a Russian coming in and stealing, it's not my achrayis. But if I'm actually giving him, so then it's going to be us. It comes out from the Yishalmi, the three shittas. There are Rabbi Yaisi on the one extreme holds a even allowed to give to a someone who is a Ramai, because he is a Rasha and that's his problem. Eino Nachrayim L'Ramam. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will make a distinction. If the Rasha is taken by himself, then the Yishalmi is saying, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will hold its Asar. But if I'm giving to him, then Yishalmi is saying that perhaps Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will be mitzvah that it is also for me to actually give him. And according to the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, even if the person is a Ramai, even if taking it on, it is Asa. Now, just the way I was explaining the Yishalmi is that if you give him, it's Asa. This is based on the Grun, the Biyah Yishalmi in Demai, that he says that after he holds, Neshanaitan Labi Yadayim, it's worse. So interesting, the Rambam seems to be passing like this Mil Shita, because the Rambam passes that you have to be ma'asir what you give to the Pundikis. On the other hand, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that if it's not shvius, you don't have to mark off what's arlar and what's asa nachil in your field. And many achrayim want to say perhaps the Rambam is passing like this Yushalmi, that we go this mil shita, that alitei l'rosh v'yamas is only if the rush is taking by himself. But if I'm giving it to Russia, then it's going to be asar. Amongst them, the Chavis Yari, he goes with this Mahalach, although he himself seems to learn the Yishalmi differently. He says the Rambam might be going with this. The Yishalmi, he wants to say perhaps is limited to Chavim Maitzim Mitachas Yadav Davishen Mesukhan, but he's basically similar Mahalach to the Gra at the end of the day in the Shita of the Rambam. So this is a very important limitation, that this is what the Gilyan, this is really the Shita of the Gilyan Masha, that there's a distinction between if I'm giving him or if he's coming and taking it himself. And although there are Gedol HaChayim who want to rely on the Shach, but L'chayra, the Psach of the Rambam is clearly not like the Shach, that if you're actually giving him the Isser, so then we are responsible for Ramam, and then we won't have this Heta of Elitei L'Rosh V'Yamas. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Mem Zayin, Siv Katan Zayin, he says it's also to lend to someone a kli malacha, if he's choshed to do malacha on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, unless you could be toiler that will do malacha's heta, but only davar ha-matzi. But if the malacha's heta is not matzi, so then we're not toiler, unless there is a situation will be an issue of darkei shalom. Now the source of the Mishnah Berurah is the Magen Avraham, who is coming from our Taisit and our Sugi in Gittin. Goes on the Mishnah Berurah and says that if it is possible for him, whether Goy or Yid, to be kind of the thing in someplace else is no Isser, if it's only Miseyeya. I'm sorry, he says like this, to a Goy, there's no Isser to be Miseyeya like him, which only Miseyeya, and according to most Paiskim, if he could have gotten it otherwise, it's going to be Mutter, because it's not Lifnei Iver, it's only Miseyeya. And however, he says that the Gran Yadei Sim Kuf Nun Aleph is mashmeh de pasnas halacha, that even where he could buy somewhere else, it's also asar even by mesayeya. And says the Mishabur, so to paskins the pischei tshuva that way in the name of Munimun Shmuel. And he says so too is the Bika Yosef Mitzadik. Now it's important to point out that the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya in Kuf Nun Aleph, and which the Mishabur is bringing over here, is talking about selling, and not talking about lending, and the Mishabur over here is talking about, he starts off with lending, and he switches to this halacha of selling. He's not making any distinction, or neither is the Shulchan Aruch between lending and selling. The Minchas Yitzchak, in his Shuvah that I mentioned earlier, he points this out, in the Shuvah Simachav Dalet, that in the Shulchan Aruch, we're not distinguishing between lending and selling, and the Minchas Yitzchak says that perhaps that those who are makel with, when you're selling in a store or a restaurant to someone who's not going to make a bracha, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make this distinction, perhaps they're relying on that as a hachra, that where it's only miseyeh and there are those who are makel, that perhaps it's more makom to be makel where you're selling him and not lending it, as we mentioned earlier. But again, the Mishabur and Simishim Mem Zayin isn't making any of these distinctions.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.